Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, we're going to go to Reddit and play around in Reddit for a little bit. I've been obsessed with watching Smosh things, but it's been mainly like games and stuff like that I've been watching. But they do have like a Reddit Reads video thing that they do every now and then.
They do.
But before we get started, I just realized I've been inside all day doing nothing. And I've had the windows open, and it's 59 degrees in here right now.
Oh.
So I'm a little cold. I was laying in bed, covered up, watching YouTube and stuff. And then I got up, and I was like, oh, it's kind of cold not in bed. So I went, and I looked at the thermostat, and it says 59 degrees in here.
Oh, dang. Well, yeah, that's a little bit chilly.
Yeah, it's fine. All right, so we're going to get started. This first one is from r/jokes, and I'm going to read it first, and then we'll go to more stories. There's some Am I the Asshole? There's some spooky stories, so I pulled some from like r/paranormal. There's one from r/unknown, I think is what the other one is.
Unexplained, I think.
Unexplained, yeah. But then there's just a couple random ones that are in here, just like this first joke one that we're going to do. And it goes... So there's two jokes that are included that I wanted to talk about. First one says, on my way to work this morning, I yelled cow at a woman riding on a bicycle. She gave me the middle finger and told me to fuck off and then plowed into the cow.
Oh, my God.
And then the next one, it says, two men stood on the side of the road with stop now and the end is near signs. A car drives by and yells, crazy Bible thumpers. A few seconds later, there's a sound of a car crash. One man turns to the other and says, do you think we should hold up signs that say bridge is down instead? And then someone questioned that and said, if a bridge is down, is it still a bridge?
Oh, my God.
I mean, at that point, it's kind of just a chasm, right?
I mean, yeah, technically.
So that was that one. I thought it would be funny, and we could start off with kind of a funnier one, and then all of these will be posted in the discussion or the description of the podcast this week. So if you want to go look at them, there's a couple of them that I pulled. It was like literally 30 minutes ago, and they've already been taken down for some reason. So we can talk about like the I guess I should start screen grabbing them so that if that happens, we can still read them. But they've been taken down by the moderator, so we can read like the title of it and then kind of discuss what we think the conversation was about and then go from there.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Well, you want to jump into the first one?
Yeah. All right. This first one is an Am I the Asshole? And it is, am I the asshole for asking my famous friend, quote, famous is in quotes, to take a selfie with a fan? This morning, I, 23 female, met a childhood friend, 24 female, who is now famous on TikTok. We rarely get together nowadays because she's been busy and I never got to see her as this sort of celebrity in public, so to speak. Anyway, we were having coffee and a girl who was like 10 or 11 recognized her. I think the girl's mother was in the line to get their order and the girl came all by herself to our table. My friend was texting someone when she approached us and the girl asked her if she could get a selfie. To my surprise, my friend just kept texting like she didn't acknowledge the girl at all. I was a bit shocked, to be honest, but I thought my friend could not have heard her because the girl didn't speak loudly. In fact, she appeared to be shy. So the girl was left standing there and there was this awkward pause. So I called my friend by her name and said, this girl wants a picture. And my friend indulged her request, but seemed bothered to do so. After the girl left, my friend turned to me and said something like, don't you ever put me on the spot like this again. If I wanted to take a selfie, I would have answered her myself. I couldn't believe she was saying that. Then she went on to say how she didn't even have her makeup done and didn't want to be bothered. I told her she could have answered the girl even if to say she couldn't take a picture right now. How could she just ignore her? Then my friend said, you don't understand. And that was the end of it. Am I the asshole here?
Oh, that's weird. Mine just ends with didn't want to be bothered.
Oh, weird. Okay. Well, no, there's a little.
Oh, no, there it is. Okay. I refreshed my screen and then loaded more.
Oh, okay.
So my take on this is I think that, so I have two kind of views. It was a little girl. Yeah, you're sitting there having lunch or dinner or whatever. And she was like, the way that it was described, she was kind of polite when she came up and said it. Not acknowledging her at all makes your friend the asshole. Yes. I get it. You don't want to take a picture. That's totally fine. When you don't want a picture. Yeah, it's totally valid for someone to not want to take a picture. They may, like she said, she didn't have her hair, her makeup done, whatever. That's totally fine. But to not acknowledge the little girl at all is kind of terrible. Like,
yeah, like that's a literal child. Come on.
Even just to say, oh, thank you so much. And be like, I'm not really in a picture taking space right now or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like something polite and say just thank you, or like, is there something that I can give you or something like that?
Right. But, can I sign an autograph for you instead? Like, yeah, you like know, something like that.
Obviously, if you don't want to take a picture, you shouldn't be required to take a picture, no matter how famous you are with anyone. But being polite and cordial to people that are your quote unquote fans, if you're quote unquote famous or a celebrity, then that's not, I mean, I say hello to people that I don't want to say hello to all the time, but I'm not famous by any means.
Right. It's like, it's one of those things where you just have to put on your customer service face and be like, hey, you know, I appreciate you, but I'm just not really able to do this today.
Yeah.
You know, it's my off day and I'm just, you know, that kind of thing. Like there, you just having a conversation is better than just ignoring somebody, especially a child. Like,
yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
Especially when you're the adults in this situation.
I mean, they're 20s. They're in their mid-20s. I don't know if I'd call that too much of an adult.
That's true.
I think just some people. Yeah, I think just some people have, like, they get their head gets too big too fast, and like not even acknowledging someone is like a bit too far for someone that you're probably not even that big of a celebrity.
Right.
And if you are on TikTok, you're TikTok famous. Don't get too crazy.
Right. Like, come on now.
All right. This next one is, I asked a girl out and it didn't go well in the slightest. I'm 16 male and I asked a girl out 17 female and it didn't go well, at least in my opinion. I slipped a note in her locker because I couldn't say it to her in person. I froze up even when I attempted to ask her. I almost fainted. Thank God I didn't. She saw it. I heard from my friend who had another class with her. I have none with her. And she was showing the note to people. I put in the note 3 times. I wanted her to not show it to anyone. And she shows it to anyone humanly possible who will listen. I got told she showed everyone by one of her best friends, as well as, wow, I'm terrible at reading, as well as that she was going to reject me. I thought that her friend was lying because of how much she lies already, you know, the kind of bigger protective friend. She wasn't. Okay, sorry, Ryan texted me.
No, you're good.
The girl texted me saying that she doesn't like me like that and that she wanted to stay friends. I asked her how many people she showed the note to and she said 3 people. I proceeded to name about 5 people she showed it to and she just kind of went silent. I later then, when we saw each other in person, I told her more people that she showed the note to and she just looked at me like a deer in headlights. Her showing the note to people was a big deal to me. It was being private in a more intimate moment, and she showed it to everyone. So I texted her and I told her that if she wants to stay friends, she can, but I'm not going to put any effort. She burned every bridge when she showed the note to people, and then she lied through her teeth to me too. Was a big loss for me, but I'm glad I managed to dodge a bullet in the end. Edit removed twas. I realized how stupid it looked and fixed deer in headlights. I don't know what that means. Edit two, wow, this post really blew up. I wrote this out for me to write it out, and I really appreciate everyone's words and advice, and I will most definitely follow in the future. Thanks, everyone. I think you're being dramatic.
I mean, he's 16.
17.
No, he's 16.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Was he at the time, though? I don't know. I still think it's a little dramatic.
He literally just posted this a day ago, and it says, I'm 16, and I asked a girl out.
Why are you on Reddit at 16 writing just confessions? Calm down.
Because that's what the kids do these days.
God.
They weren't, okay.
Touch grass.
Here's the problem. It's that, sorry, I got started looking at one of the comments. The problem is this, is that children growing up nowadays, they are, all they know is the internet. Like they don't know anything else. They just know the internet. And so of course he's on Reddit telling the whole world because he doesn't know any better. Yeah. That's terrifying, but that's how it is. this person is saying, you could not pay me to go back to high school.
I mean, honestly, he's the one that put it in writing. Like, why did you send a note? That's why I don't think, like, to me, it doesn't sound like he's actually 16. Because kids nowadays, oh my God, I sound so old. They would use, like, Snapchat or something and send it and snap.
Like, right.
Snap it but to her so then it disappears and she can't show it to people.
I think that the reason of not using Snap is the same reason that he didn't ask her in person. As because that would be saying it out loud, and he's struggling with the saying it out loud.
What do you mean saying it out loud? You could just text her.
I'm not saying that he couldn't have just texted her, but I'm just saying, like, as far as, like, not using Snapchat. But, like, I don't know. Maybe he thought it was more romantic to do it in a note. You know?
Maybe. I mean, this person says, look, mate, few rejections will be this bad in the future, if ever again. Not to dismiss your feelings, but this stuff will feel so meaningless when you're an adult. I mean, I don't mean 18 to 21. I mean 27 plus. You'll look back, think she sucks, and understand relationships much deeper than you could ever imagine right now. Keep having a crack. Big props for taking that well. I wouldn't have at 17. I mean, honestly, I totally agree. It's like, I mean, you took it pretty, I mean, you seem like potentially ending a friendship. That's why you don't ever try to start up anything with friends, because the potential to ruin a friendship, like, that's crazy.
So apparently he had, like, twas in his original post.
Oh.
And a lot of people were saying, first of all, never say twas again. Secondly, you got to be confident with the ladies. Desperation is a massive turnoff, even if you check all the other boxes. If you're so nervous, you literally can't get words out to ask this girl out, do not ask the girl out. She's showing everyone because a note like that is weird. I did this exact same thing numerous times, so don't worry, you'll grow out of it. If you went up and asked her on a date, then you wouldn't be humiliated like you are now. Live and learn, we all do, and seriously, don't say twas. Which is valid.
I don't mind the word twas, but again, I don't think a 16-year-old is using the word twas.
I mean, I think a nerdy 16-year-old is using twas, because I was a nerdy 16-year-old who used twas. So, but shut up. You know I was a nerdy 16-year-old who used twas. We were there together.
You 100% were a nerdy 16-year-old.
We were there together.
I know.
You know. Okay, so here's my thing. I understand the feeling anxious about asking somebody out. But if you have the opportunity to do it in person rather than in writing, that's usually the better option. Yeah. I would generally recommend that option. But, you know, again, we do live in a very tech world. So at the very least, text rather than writing it down on paper. The only time you should write anything down on paper is if you're sending it to somebody that you trust. The end.
Yeah.
The next one is, a paranormal one. Ha 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 ha. Okay. So this says, I reached for a pillow in the dark. It wasn't a pillow. This happened a few years ago and I still can't make sense of it. I don't know if it was exhaustion, alcohol, or something else entirely, but it still unsettles me when I think about it. I was staying at my parents' house in a separate studio space that used to be a garage before they renovated it. It was winter, but the room was heated. I had a little wine earlier in the night, not enough to be drunk, just enough to feel a little tired. It was around 2 a.m. and I was on the phone with my boyfriend at the time, talking about life and trying to clear my head. The room was pitch black, no night lights, no glow from the street, just total darkness. At some point, I laid down on the carpet while we talked, exhausted. That's when I noticed something beside me on the floor. It looked like a pillow. I couldn't see much, just a dark, soft-looking shape next to me. Without thinking, I rolled over and wrapped my arms around it. Instantly, something was wrong. The best way I can describe it is that the entire atmosphere shifted in a second. The room, which had been warm, suddenly felt colder. Not a draft, not my imagination. The air itself felt different. And this feeling came over me like a wave of deep, heavy sadness. Not my own sadness, something else. It wasn't gradual, it wasn't subtle. It hit me all at once like flipping a switch. One second, I was tired but fine. The next, it was like something dark had wrapped itself around me, like I had stepped into something I wasn't supposed to touch. I shot up and ran out of the room. My heart was racing. I felt sick, like I had brushed up against something I shouldn't have. The next morning, I went back, trying to make sense of it. There was nothing there, no pillow, no blanket, nothing in that spot at all. I don't know what happened. I don't know if my brain glitched, if I was just too exhausted, or if something else was in that room with me. But I know how it felt, like I touched something that didn't want to be touched. Has anyone ever experienced something like this? What could I have felt? Was this some kind of sleep deprivation hallucination? Or was there actually something there? I need answers. And I agree. I would also need answers.
Honestly, I don't really know what I would say because it seems like it's just a hallucination.
Right, because you don't really buy into anything paranormal.
Yeah.
So, I personally, having had paranormal experiences, could definitely see that being a thing that could occur. It could be like somebody said in some of the comments, like a residual haunting or whatever. Could be demonic, who knows? But yeah, that's definitely really, really fucking weird.
Aw, this person says that was an opossum you hugged.
I love that. that is a little spooky.
I mean, it could have just been like a dream. To me, it sounds like it was just mainly a dream.
Yeah.
My neighbors have a dog that is barking. I don't know if they're there and it's like a puppy and they're just ignoring it, or if it's like they're gone and it's just losing its mind because it's by itself, but I can hear it barking.
Aww.
Well, this next one is one that has been deleted, so it's from r/confessions, And it says, I don't know how to teach my children how to handle life when I can't handle my own. And a lot of the comments are basically saying that it's hard to be a parent. And like this one person says something about ADHD and getting severely overwhelmed with life. And then gives her, so I'm assuming that the actual original post was something about her having ADHD or the person having ADHD and it affecting how she takes care of her children or their children. But like, it seems like a lot of, I wonder why the person deleted it. Cause it wasn't deleted by moderators. It says it was deleted by the person who originally posted it.
Right.
So maybe they put in too much identifying information or something and they wanted to get rid of it.
Maybe. I do like this comment that says, to be honest, think of things when you were a child. I bet you thought adults were worry-free and you probably even idolized some. I'm sure your kids view you as invincible, so just do your best.
I wonder if it's something about, because there's something in here about climate change. There's a couple of comments about climate change. And I'm wondering if, like, it's the person's talking about how they're struggling with what's going on right now. And the fact that people don't believe that climate change, like, they're struggling with what all is going on and how much, like, the factors that are going, are, like,
going on in our fucked up world right now.
Yeah.
1 second. I'll be right back.
Okay. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody's doing fine. I do also have to step out for a second whenever Sarah gets back, because I have to go grab food. Sarah's in a strange place and it's kind of echoey.
I am watching the Bobercino this weekend. So I am in Knicks.
I do need to step away for a minute too, so I'm gonna pause the recording because Ryan ordered one of the like meal delivery service things.
Oh, and, like a HelloFresh type thing.
Yeah, and he said it just got delivered, so I'm gonna go grab it. I'll be right back.
Okay.
And we're back.
All right. So the truth of the matter is this. Unfortunately, I don't think any of us know how to handle life right now. A lot of us are feeling this way. I feel this way very strongly. And...
You know, I was just told this not last week, but 2 weeks ago. You have to remember, there's only so much that you can do, and you can't let yourself like get frustrated or annoyed by things that you can't control.
Right.
And there's a lot that you can't control.
There is an unfortunate amount of things that we cannot control. But one of the things, too, is that sometimes
when we're touched,
sometimes when it is darkest, it is just as revolutionary to take care of yourself and to focus on yourself and your children. And I know that that's hard because I'm sure that your children are probably asking you a lot of different questions. They're probably hearing a lot of different things at school from other kids whose parents might have differing opinions. And that sucks. But, you don't, this point in time, you just have to keep going.
Yeah. Honestly, the only thing you can do is say, I don't know. Let's learn together.
Yeah.
And then just kind of figure things out with each other.
Yeah.
Because that's how it works in this crazy, crazy world. All right. So the next one that's an actual post is, am I the asshole? And it's, am I the asshole for calling my husband a selfish wimp? Yikes. The other day, I, 28 female, had a huge fight with my husband, 28 male. I'll call him Larry for this story. Larry's parents were in town last weekend visiting my brother and sister-in-law, and they wanted to see our kids as well before they left. His parents and I have a strained history, and I've admitted that they don't like me. I have set boundaries with them they don't like, despite a lot of things that have happened with my husband. And I believe that our kids deserve to have a relationship with them and that the strained relationship between us shouldn't affect that. So before they left for the weekend, Larry decided to meet up with them at a local Chick-fil-A to chat and let the kids play. I decided I wouldn't come along so they could enjoy it. My in-laws also decided to bring my nephew along so the cousins could play, could all play together. When my family came home, Larry told me that our nephew ended up peeing his pants on the playground at the restaurant. I cringed and said something along the lines of, oh, that sucks. Did anyone step in it? Did they get it cleaned up before it got messy? To which he responded, I don't know. We left without telling anyone. They were closing and no one else was in the playground when we left. So my parents didn't think it was a problem to just leave it. I was shocked, speechless. I asked them if he told one of the workers. I asked him if he told one of the workers that there was pee up there. He said no, and it wasn't his responsibility because it's not his child. He said his parents were taking care of my nephew, not him. In past conversations we've had, Larry has always been very dedicated to the idea that people should be able to make their own choices in life and that we should all respect those choices even if we don't agree. In the past, I found this very endearing because I agree that most people deserve respect and love despite their path in life. However, the situation made my blood boil. Who leaves pee on the playground without telling anyone? So we got in a huge argument. I ended up yelling at him for being selfish and not caring more about his mother's fragile ego, instead of caring about other kids and employees that will be in the Chick-fil-A. I kept calling him selfish and said I'm being an a-hole and not respecting other people's decisions, and that I'm very against him and his parents when they are together. His brother and sister-in-law agree that it wasn't that big of a deal and to leave the pee. This has been an ongoing battle for a few days now between me and Larry. I've had to cool off and feel really bad about calling him selfish, but also still feel I wasn't wrong. He should have told someone, right? Or am I the asshole?
He should have told someone.
Yeah.
Because what the fuck? And somebody even said, hold on. He wouldn't even need to take responsibility. Hey, some kid peed up there.
Yeah, hey, there's pee in the playground.
Hey, there's pee on the playground. That's literally all he had to say. That's it.
Why wouldn't you inform someone?
Why wouldn't you? That's so gross. What does your house look like?
Regardless of whether it's your kids, whether there's people there, whether they were closing or they were still open, it doesn't matter. I don't know what they mean by playground, because I'm assuming they mean play area.
Right.
Where it's
Chick-fil-A has an indoor play area.
Yeah. But it's anytime there's something, even in a bathroom, if I go in the bathroom and use the bathroom and there's stuff on the floor, I'll go tell an employee, hey, your bathroom's not sanitary. Someone should really go clean your bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Or especially when there's children.
Especially when there's children.
I hate children, but I still know it's proper etiquette to let someone know when there's something that could potentially get on another child that's disgusting, urine. So I don't think you're the asshole. I think you may be taking it a bit too far.
Right.
By yelling at him. And it could have just been, that kind of seems like a dumb thing to do. Why wouldn't you tell someone and then just leave it at that?
Right.
But I also don't like how he responded to what she actually said. And how he responded, because it is kind of a problem just to leave it because there's human urine on the floor somewhere or somewhere in the area.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't think you're the asshole, but I also think that it could have been handled better.
Yeah, I think in this situation, both of y'all could have done better on communicating. And definitely don't leave pee on the floor anywhere.
Doesn't sound like either of you should have children.
A little bit. Like, you're arguing over this still? Like, this is still something you're arguing about?
And why? This is the thing I don't get. Why do you post it on Reddit?
Why do you post it on Reddit instead of going and, like, having a conversation with your partner?
I think it's so that they can, like, get people's, like confirmation and be like, look, all these people say, but then you just look sociopathic.
Right, because then you look like an asshole for needing all that validation. Like, I mean, if that's how you feel, sit in it.
Not but to like, pee, though.
Right. Jesus Christ.
It sounds right. Like they're going to be divorced not too long.
Yeah, if this is something you are arguing about for days. I'm a little concerned for you. Anyway, this next one is in r/unexplained. Strange accident while hiking and I can't shake something happened. I was hiking at Gay City State Park in Connecticut, love, during spring a few years ago. My wife was pregnant, so I'd gone by myself. I like to take my time and enjoy the outdoors / weather, so I was taking the longest outer circle you can. I think it's about 5 miles total. This is in the middle of the woods. I was about halfway through, and at this point in the trail, there's a downhill section that is all rocks, anywhere from soccer ball to yoga ball sized. They make up the entire downhill path, so you either have to walk on them or around them. I like running up hills and down the hills. So I started doing what I always did many times before, hopping from rock to rock down the hill. I was about halfway down the hill when I can't explain what happened to me. I missed a stone or something, but the next second, instead of eating shit, I was floating through the air. I remember seeing the ground moving under me like I was being carried through the air, then blackness. I woke up lying on my arms / stomach, miraculously in a space between all the stones just large enough for my body. My legs were behind me, resting on a stone. My shins had deep welts from where my legs had fallen on the stone behind me. I remember looking up at the hill and the space where I fell, then called my wife to tell her what had happened, and I was okay. No other part of me was hurt or injured in any way. I went back a couple of days later, and the strangest part, I scoured that same hill for the spot where I fell, and I could not find it. There was no space anywhere in the rocks for someone to fall like I did. I should have slammed my head into a bunch of rocks and either been seriously injured or dead. I can't explain what happened, and it still shakes me thinking about it now, wondering if anyone else has had an experience like this. You know, that's a pretty common thing, actually, in near-death experiences. Almost everybody who has had a near-death experience reports a couple of different things. One, that they saw a white light. Two, that there was a person there who helped them. Or three, there was an inexplicable thing that happened that they survived and it can't be explained. That's just kind of how this works.
I mean, it could have just been the space where he fell had, like, the rocks had shifted and now there were rocks there.
True, but
or he
they weren't moving previously, though.
Yeah, but it happens all the time. Or he couldn't actually find the place where he fell, and he kept thinking he found the place, but he never was able to actually find it. Because that, I mean, especially if you're, like, walking around a hill, everything looks the same. So probably, it's probably just you didn't actually find the space that you fell into.
I don't think everything looks the same.
I'm a massive skeptic.
I know you are. It's the Capricorn in you.
I mean,
this
I think
is why I love and hate you sometimes.
I think everything has an explanation. There has to be an explanation for something. Otherwise, it didn't actually exist and it didn't actually happen.
What if the explanation is that we don't know the explanation?
That's not an explanation.
But it is.
No, it's not. That's a cop out.
It's not a cop out.
Okay, moving on to the next one. Got period on my boyfriend's mattress and now he won't talk to me anymore. Am I the asshole? I, 24, female, woke up this morning and got my period a week early. I had spotting yesterday but chalked it up to missing a birth control pill and went to bed without a tampon or pad. I was sleeping with my boyfriend, 23, male, at his apartment. His mattress and sheets are stained and I am working to get them out. He is mad and hasn't talked to me for a few hours, saying that he doesn't believe the stain will come out. I obviously feel bad, but there's no way I could have predicted this. And as a woman, this feels like it's pretty low stakes. Am I the asshole? Does my boyfriend have the right to be mad? I mean, he shouldn't be mad, like that mad. I can understand being frustrated since like it's like his bed, but if you're trying to get it fixed, it's not as big of a deal to be throwing a fit because it's something that just happens.
Right.
And you're both in your early 20s. Get over it.
Right. It's like female-bodied people have menstrual cycles. Like, that's just how it works. And men need to get the fuck over it. It is not our fault. It is not something that we choose. Nobody enjoys having a period. Nobody.
Right. I mean, I totally agree. It is like gross. Like anything bodily function related is gross, but it's just something that you can't help from happening.
Right. Just, now, if she had shit his bed.
Yeah, that's a little bit different, yeah.
What would be different? Like, you know, if you shit the bed, okay.
Just look at her and be like, you shit yourself.
Right. Like, what the fuck? But like, it's a period. And it's probably not even that much blood either. Like, if she's like working on trying to get the stain out, that means it is not that big. Because if it was... If it was big enough, she would just offer to replace everything.
Right. Somebody said it's a mattress, not a family heirloom. Accidents happen. He needs to relax.
Right. Like, break up with him.
It's a mattress. Just offer to buy him a new one. I mean, mattresses are kind of expensive, but it's still like, also, you're probably living either with your parents still or in a rental. You should have a mattress protector on if you're living in a rental.
Oh, yeah.
Because bed bugs. Garody. Oh, I have the doggy drinking.
Yes, correct. Yes, he got back up to get some more water. All right. This next one is r/yoga. My neighbor complained to our HOA about my rooftop yoga practice. I've been practicing yoga on my rooftop terrace for the past few months as it has amazing sunrise views and helps me start my day peacefully. Yesterday, I received a formal notice from our HOA stating that someone complained about my inappropriate public displays and disturbance of community aesthetics. I was shocked since I practice at 6 a.m. when hardly anyone is awake, wear completely normal workout clothes, and make zero noise. When I asked for clarification, the HOA manager reluctantly admitted that my neighbor, who I've never even spoken to, submitted photos of me in various poses, claiming they were inappropriate for children to potentially see and promoting Eastern religious practices in a family community. I'm literally just doing basic vinyasa flow. I don't know what vinyasa flow is, but.
I don't either. Also, it does kind of sound a little bit racist.
A little bit racist? You mean a lot racist?
Very much racist, yeah.
Super racist.
Also, why is your neighbor taking pictures of you? That's creepy.
That's creepy. And honestly, I would report them to the police.
I did. So somebody did say something like that in the comments, that it's creepy that they're taking pictures without their knowledge or consent. However, I think it's been like disputed in the, like recently in litigation, where someone had taken pictures or videos or something like that of someone through their window, and they were ruled against, like saying that it was invasion of privacy because they didn't have their like drapes or something closed because the window was wide open. So it's not really an invasion because you have no expectation of privacy since your windows are open. That was the understanding from what I remember.
You still have the expectation to not be photographed and or recorded without your consent.
I mean, you would think so, but
the world is really falling to shit right now.
Yeah. I hate HOAs anyway, and I will never buy a house or live anywhere that has an HOA because they're really just a scam.
Yeah, they are.
And the people that are like heads of the HOA sometimes just have like a power trip, mm-hmm. and they want to make everyone's life miserable.
Yeah, they think that they're the bomb.com because they're
the HOA manager. Never say that again.
No, I will say it forever until the end of time.
Never say it again.
Dabomb.com.
And this is the last podcast you'll ever hear from.
We can't get rid of me. I know where the bodies are.
Oh, I'll get rid of you the way we got rid of the bodies.
That was a threat. That was a threat.
It wasn't a threat. It was a promise. There's a difference.
Oh, my God.
All right. So this next one is another r/paranormal. It says, message from deceased parents. Last night, I was out with a friend at a bar. That had karaoke going. One of the songs that came up was actually one of my mom's favorites. She passed away a few years ago. I looked over at my buddy and mentioned how much it reminded me of her. About 30 minutes later, I was in the restroom and got a notification on my phone that said, "Mom joined Telegram." Ew. It completely caught me off guard. I walked back out and showed my friend. He was just as shocked. I've known him forever, and I know he wouldn't mess with me like that. We looked up the profile, and it was connected to her old cell phone. No, or her old cell number. It even said, "Last seen recently." He told me I should message it, so I did. I asked who this was, and the reply came back with, "Instantly, your father. My dad passed away 5 years ago." I replied, but never got another answer. The profile says, "Last seen him a long time ago." I honestly don't understand how something like this could happen, especially with the timing of that song coming on and me mentioning my mom. It was loud in there, so I don't think my phone could have heard anything. Just really strange. Can't stop thinking about it. It's purely coincidental. And someone even mentions it in the comment that her phone number was probably reassigned to someone. Mm-hmm. And they joined Telegram, which, what is Telegram? Isn't that like a far right thing?
I only know that it was being used a lot for scams, while I was looking for a job. So if a potential employer was like, "Oh, you have to join Telegram," it was a scam. So
strange. I don't even know what that is.
That's all I know about it.
Back in my day, we had text messages and email. I think it's just purely coincidental. And this whole thing, your phone's listening to you. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Your phone is hooked onto your Wi-Fi, and you've searched for something on your laptop or on your phone or someone connected to your Wi-Fi search for that stuff, and that's how that information gets back to you. And I have not proof of this, but I can tell you like an example. Ryan was searching for like the different food, like HelloFresh, those things, those types of apps or those types of services. And because he was connected to his Wi-Fi, I started getting served those ads too, because it knows that someone in this house connected to this Wi-Fi did that search. So it doesn't necessarily have to be you. You could have mentioned it to someone that's like next to you and they looked something up and it registered to your Wi-Fi that they looked that up, and it's going to serve that to you now. That's how that works.
Okay. Well, I know for a fact that Nick and Horace have never mentioned HelloFresh here, or have gone searching for it. They don't believe in those things. So if I start getting HelloFresh ads on my phone, I'm blaming you.
I mean, you also use like DoorDash or what's the other one? Uber Eats. And they do a lot of contracts with those platforms too. So I don't believe so. They do. They do a lot of advertising contract with like DoorDash and Uber Eats.
I have never seen an ad for HelloFresh on DoorDash or Uber Eats. The whole point of those platforms is to get you to buy fast food, not a sustainable meal plan.
Speaking of, did you see that now DoorDash is offering Klarna as an option to pay for your food orders?
Oh my god.
You know it's gotten bad when you have to use Klarna to pay for something that's $25.
Right? Jesus Christ.
Klarna.
Damn.
But what do you think? Text message from, or not even a text message. Why? I don't understand.
A Telegram message.
Yeah.
I don't know. I definitely believe that our phones are listening to us, because they literally said that they were. Algorithms and all that shit. The whole reason for the algorithm is to listen and take note of everything. So I definitely think that it was coincidental in that the timing of it.
Yeah.
But as to anything else, I don't think it's paranormal per se.
Yeah, and she probably also still, like, because it said mom joined Telegram.
Right. It came up like that. She still has that number saved in her phone.
And then the person that's replied, your father. My question would be, does your father use you are, like the letter you are when he was saying your?
Right. Like,
more than likely, probably not.
Right. How old was your dad when he passed? This next one for Am I the Asshole was deleted. But the question is, would I be the asshole if I tanned with my cheeks out in front of my roommate's little brother? Urgent.
So I did read this one. And I know they're both in their 20s. Like, everyone involved is in their 20s. Even the little brother. He is like 20 years old. And she says she was wearing... She lives with her roommate, but the brother doesn't live there. He was visiting for whatever. And she wasn't like naked. She was wearing a bikini. And it was one that kind of goes in where your cheeks are out so that she could get more tan on her booty.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if everybody is... Okay, wait. If everybody is an adult, then you could just ask.
See, that's the thing. They asked if they, like, that was the conversation that happened. The roommate came out and noticed that she was out there, and he said, would you care if we came out as well? And she said no. And she was like, is this bad? Like, should I have cared? No, you're all adults.
You're all adults, and as long as everybody is cool with it, who the fuck cares? Why are you having to ask the internet?
Yeah.
Why are you having to ask the internet? Common sense is just not a thing anymore, is it? Oh my God, I sound like my mother. Jesus. All right.
Somebody said, not the asshole, your butt, their butt cheeks. Calm down.
Right. It's not your whole vagina. Like, yeah.
It's not like you're doing something Gwyneth Paltrow-ish weird.
Right.
Yawning, tanning.
Sunbathing.
Yeah. Everyone's an adult. Yeah. The person is literally 20 years old. It's fine. I don't know why this was ruined by the moderators. That's what I don't understand.
I don't either. But anyway.
It doesn't make sense to me. Maybe it was a fake message and they just wanted to get comments. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, it does sound very comment farming because, again, like, bro, it's not that big of a deal. Like, calm the fuck down.
Use your words. Yeah.
Use your fucking words. How hard is that? Very hard, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all the ones that I pulled, right? There are no more that I missed.
That was the last one. So now you have to actually talk to me.
How are things going? How's Sarah doing? Do anything fun planned for the weekend?
Yes, actually. So we're recording on Saturday because originally what was going to happen yesterday was I was going to get over here to Nick's around 4:30 because by then Nick and Horace would have already left. But that isn't what happened. I got delayed personally, and then Nick and Horace also got delayed. So I ended up not getting over here until like 5:30, almost 6. And then they ended up not leaving at all last night because... You look so invested in this story right now. Because by the time they realized, oh shit, we got to get going, it was already 7:30. And Nick was like, I don't want to drive for 3 hours. And Horace was like, I don't want to drive for 3 hours. And so we were like, well, don't drive for 3 hours then, just leave in the morning. So they left this morning. But it kind of threw off my whole groove last night. Because I wasn't expecting them to be here. But I'm glad that I decided to wait because otherwise I would not have been able to record yesterday anyway. Mm. So that was good. But then this morning, I went and I had brunch with a girl that I've been talking to. Her name is Cadence. She's lovely. We went and got brunch at this cute little inn, located in Salado, Texas. And then after that, we went to this cute little antique mall, which definitely reminded me of going, antiquing with you and Sam and taking pictures of us doing stupid shit and, you know, that kind of thing. I found a ring at the... wrong way. This way. There, it was only $6.
Sarah's wearing a dead person's ring.
It's not a dead person's ring.
You don't know that.
I think it's too new to be a dead person's ring, to be honest.
You don't know that?
And it was only $6.
You do know that because you paid for it.
but we had a great time. Salado's really cute. It reminds me of Nashville back home.
What is that noise?
That is the guy riding dirt bikes out back.
Oh, that's dumb.
And I'm in the living room. Normally he does this on Sundays. But anyway, I guess today is just a special day. So anyway, but the cool thing that I'm going to be doing tonight is that I took a look at my finances and realized I desperately need to start meal prepping. So that is what I'm going to be doing this evening. Is I have groceries and access to Nick's kitchen, which is very well stocked. And I don't have my adorable, needy little doggos back home. I have Boris, who's good and stays out of the kitchen. So I'm very excited. I have a couple of different recipes I'm going to try that are fairly simple, but are going to make like plenty of food for me. And then hopefully it'll stretch long enough to my next paycheck. So, and then tomorrow I'm going out with Elle, who,
what?
No, I wish. But they are lovely. I don't love them, but I love them as a human being, if that makes sense. Anyway, and we are going to go to a flower meditation in a food forest. I'm so excited. You were giving me the most disgusted look.
That sounds you know, very.
I'm out here doing weird shit, being weird.
I mean, so regular.
Yes. It's
kind of you on a regular day.
Correct. You know. But anyway, what about you? How was your week?
It was good. It was kind of busy. We were doing some stuff at work, and I had a couple of meetings with some people for potentially like helping with some projects to get me out of the current area that I'm in so that I can get more access or more exposure to other places. And there was one that I realized my boss's boss doesn't quite always know what they're talking about all the time now. Because they said, oh, this person has a doctorate too. And they'd be a good person for you to talk to because you have a similar background and all that. And I talked to him and I was telling him that I was getting ready to finish up with my doctorate. And he goes, oh, cool. I can say I know a doctor now. And I was like, aren't you a doctor? So he doesn't have a doctorate.
Dang.
I was like, so, I mean, it's fine. He was really nice and gave me a few people to contact and reach out to like talk about what things could get, so that I could get a contact, basically. I hate networking. It's so foreign to me, but whatever. If you want to move up, you got to, I guess. It's very frustrating and annoying.
Yeah, networking's the worst.
But anyway, so for the meal, you were talking about meal prepping, and Ryan has been, so Ryan is in charge of buying food for the house, because I pay all the other bills and he pays for food.
Right.
Because that's just the way it makes the most sense, because I make more money than he does and that's what he can afford. So he pays for all the food, and he was like, I kind of want to look into like meal services so that it'll be like something quick and easy that we can just order and it gets delivered. And from what he was saying, he's kind of paying the same for some of these meal services that he would if he would to just go and get the stuff at the grocery store. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. So we tried one and it was okay. I can't remember what it was, but it was like they were pre-made frozen food and you just like put them in the microwave or in the oven and warm them up and have them. And they were okay. The only problem I had with them was that they didn't have very many vegetables. It was mainly like a protein and a pasta or some kind of starch, because there was like pasta or rice all the time. Because we had like the ones that he ordered, there were a couple of curries that we had, and then there was one that was like a Rasta pasta, which was really good, but it didn't have like they don't have very many vegetables. So we looked into getting a different one. I think the last one he tried was Hungry Root, which was fine, but it was a lot more expensive and it was like the same price for two meals as it was for like 4 days of meals for us. Damn. So he didn't want to continue with that one because it was a little bit more expensive. And those were ones that you actually have to cook too. So then we're trying HelloFresh now to see them. We've tried them before and it was fine. I think the reason we stopped doing them was because it was just it seemed like it was something that we could just do anyway. And right. Now we're trying to find something that's like, they'll cater them, send them, so that we don't have to like go to the store and then deal with all that. And it can be like quick and easy stuff that's like less than 15 minutes to cook.
Right.
So we're going to try that, I guess, for this week and see how it goes. And then we might switch to something else if that doesn't work out. But that's what we're trying. Tomorrow we're going to go to a place called Ironworks, I think is what it was called. That's just down the road from us in Providence. We've gone to it before. And Brian was like, I really want to go back there because it was really good. And so we're going to do that tomorrow. And it was really good. I really enjoyed it the last time we were there. So,
well, there you go.
That's what we're doing tomorrow. So I'm going to finish up with this and then go make dinner so that I can have something to eat.
Yeah, I'm about to make dinner as well. I'm going to try one of the recipes that I have. I have something for salmon. I have something for chicken. I have something for beef.
I love salmon.
I also love salmon. Salmon's so good. Definitely one of my favorite fish. I do like tilapia as well.
Well, would you like to call it a podcast?
Yeah, we can call it a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. You would leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at NowAboutThatPod, so if we don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. If there's a specific topic you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at NowAboutThatPod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.NowAboutThatProductions.com, where you can call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message. With anything you would like us to discuss, our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week, since this will be coming out on Monday. Sarah, enjoy the rest of your weekend and have fun with your friend Elle.
I will, and you enjoy your brunch with Brian at Ironworks.
Bye, everybody. Bye.